Frohweihnachten from Hamburg, Germany. This is Dave Doman of Swearing at Motorist. I'd like to thank John Solomon for asking me to help him celebrate 26 years on the air with his 25-hour holiday radio show on 103.3 FM WPRB. My Christmas story begins in 1977. The world is on fire with Star Wars fever. And I, like all the kids in my class, wanted nothing more for Christmas than some Star Wars action figures. Unfortunately for Kenner, who had the license to produce these figures and the other officially licensed toys, there were none available. They didn't anticipate the success of the film and therefore had nothing ready to sell at Christmas. There were no Star Wars action figures Christmas of 77. The natural alternative for myself? Oscar Goldman and his exploding briefcase. See, 77 was the birth of the Star Wars legacy, but it also signaled the end of a 5-year run on ABC for The $6 Million Man. I was fortunate enough to have received astronaut Colonel Steve Austin's action figure the year previous and was hoping to score Oscar Goldman so that my G.I. Joe could quit pretending to be Oscar Goldman and either go back to being G.I. Joe or perhaps be cast in a different role in my reenactments of the $6 Million Man show. Unfortunately, I did not get Oscar Goldman for Christmas in 77. Now, I'm sure I had a great Christmas. My parents always were able to show us a wonderful Christmas time. But I can't for the life of me remember one present I got that year. I can only remember what I didn't get, and that's Oscar Goldman. The next year, I asked for him again. But unfortunately, by Christmas 78, there was no Oscar Goldman on the shelves of the toy stores because in March, The $6 Million Man had gone off the air, and there just were no toys. Now, I don't know why, but with my weird sense of humor, I thought it would be funny that every year when my mother would ask, "What do you hope Santa will bring you this year?" I would answer, "Oscar Goldman and his exploding briefcase." To which she would roll her eyes and say, "Well, if you've been a good enough boy, perhaps that's what you'll get." And I did this for the next 23 years. In the 24th year, the woman I was dating at the time was really active on eBay and asked one afternoon, shortly before Christmas, "Hey, are there any toys from your childhood that you never got for Christmas? Because you can find anything on eBay." Within minutes, we were bidding on Oscar Goldman and his exploding briefcase, original packing. Within days, he had arrived. I wrapped it perfectly, and on Christmas Day, at the first chance I got, I snuck Oscar Goldman and his exploding briefcase under the tree. When my mother later passed out the presents to everyone, naturally there was one left that she didn't recognize. It says, "To Davy from Santa?" Confused, she handed me the present, which I gladly opened and gave an Academy Award-winning performance. In my surprise at receiving 24 years later, Oscar Goldman and his exploding briefcase, oh, thank you, Santa. The look on my mother's face was priceless. Her jaw dropped. She looked at Oscar. She looked at me. She looked at Oscar. She looked at me again. She turned and looked at the Christmas tree. I could see a tear kind of welling up in the corner of her eye. She looked back at me and said, "Well, I guess you were a good boy this year." And that is my favorite Christmas story, in which I renewed my mother's faith in the existence of Santa Claus.